Okay, so, these documents were for Mr. Johnson, right? Wait, no. These were the contracts with Mr. Williams. The documents for the Johnson account are these ones. Okay, so now, Miss Brown wanted me to drop these off to her office by 5. Okay, wait, no, that's for Mr. Diaz. Okay, so by 4 I have to... Ouch! Oh my god, are you okay? Here, let me help get you up. You poor thing. I am so sorry about that. I wasn't looking at where I was going, and I'm just so sorry. I really should have been more careful. Are you sure you're okay? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just kind of fell on my ass is all. And of course, now I have to put all these papers back in order. Ugh, this is just great. Oh, no. You really don't have to help me pick them up. I don't want to take up any more of your time than I already have. Well, I mean, yeah, if you do have time, I'm not going to say no to a little bit of help. Just help me pick them up and I'll organize them at my desk later. I can't believe I was so clumsy. Hey, shut up. It's not always this bad. And besides, I seem to recall having to save your ass a few times in the past myself, so don't you start sassing me. Oh, so you don't remember the first day back after the Christmas party, do you? Yeah, when I told Miss Brown your grandma had just died so that she wouldn't suspect you were hungover out of your mind. Or the time I told Mr. Johnson that you were with me the entire day just so he couldn't figure out that you were the one to take pictures of his own ass on the copy machine. Yeah, I guess we do end up saving each other a lot, don't we? Guess we're just lucky to have each other, huh? As co-workers, of course. Hey, actually, and this may be a weird question, but have you been working out? Well, it's just when I bumped into you, I don't know, your chest felt strong, I guess. That's just because my chest is so flat. You are such an asshole. Shut the fuck up. You know, here I am complimenting you, and all you have to say to thank me is your sassy little attitude. Well, I won't accept it here, mister. Besides, my boobs are completely normal. You're just too used to seeing huge ones in porn. Oh, okay. So smaller boobs aren't a bad thing to you. Well, good then. I always saw you as an ass guy anyways. Well, I don't know. I guess that's just the way you come off. And to be honest, you're always staring at mine, so I kind of figured. Well, yeah, of course I've noticed. If looks could kill, you'd have murdered my ass by this point. No, it's okay. I mean, I don't mind it or anything. Makes the day a little more interesting, you know? And it gives me some motivation to try and look good. Besides, it gives me permission to stare back at you, so I think it's a fair exchange. No, I don't look at your ass. I look at your forearms. Yeah, of course. Tons of girls love forearms. You know, when you roll the sleeves of your dress shirt, that's like the equivalent of me wearing a low-cut blouse. Or a skin-tight skirt. I mean, I don't know why, really. I just enjoy seeing it. Anyways, I think we got all of them. Thanks a lot for helping me. You're an absolute lifesaver. I really hope I didn't make you too late on your schedule. Oh, okay, that's good then. As for me, I really have to go, but you're planning on working late tonight, right? Awesome. If you want, I could join you later. No one else is going to be around, so I think we'll need some company anyway. All right, then. I'll see you later. Oh, and try not to look at my ass too much as I'm walking. You might become as clumsy as me. What a day, huh? How are you holding up? Yeah, I would have joined you earlier, but Miss Brown just had to tell me all about her daughter's dance recital. I swear that woman just needs to get laid so she can become more interesting. Relax, everybody's gone. She's not going to hear us. And besides, after the day I've just put in, I deserve some time to bitch. Oh, so maybe I need to get laid too, huh? Shut up. Although, you're not exactly wrong. Oh, I think the last time I had sex must have been, gosh, I don't know, about 3 months ago? Oh, come on. It's not that long. It was just some guy I met on Tinder. I thought I could work something out of him, but he just wanted sex. I mean, he was hot, so I did it, but I kind of regret it. I mean, what's the point of looking for hookups when you barely know how to pleasure someone? What about you? If you think 3 months is that long, you must be a regular Casanova, huh? Ooh, can't put your money where your mouth is, can you? Sounds like we both need to get laid, to be honest. So how's your work coming along? Still have a lot to do, huh? Nah, I finished up most of my tasks. Now I just have to wait for Mr. Diaz to fax me the contract and I'll be all done. I can still keep you company if you want, though. To be honest, I could have gone home earlier, but I had a hunch that both of us might have had different plans, if you catch my drift. Well, you see, after that conversation we had earlier, I don't know. It seemed to me like we were both thinking of the same thing. I think you do know what I mean. With all we said about staring at each other and with the fact that you rolled up your sleeves every time I passed by your desk, I was kind of on to you. So I figured that maybe we could work on something else. Ah, so you do see where I'm going with this, don't you? I can see the excitement in your eyes. But that's okay. You don't need to get up from your chair. Here, let me just join you on there. If I straddle your lap, I think there's enough room on there to fit the both of us. Well, hello there. So before we get started, I'm curious about one thing. How long have you had this little crush on me? Because I know I've been thinking about doing this to you ever since we first had to work together. The way you glanced at me with that knowing look every time our bosses said something stupid. I just wanted to take you right then and there. But I suppose it's useless to think about what we could have done back then when we can just make up for it right now. Already hard for me, aren't you? I can feel your cock pressing against me. God, I've been needing this. That's it. Don't be shy. You can put your hands on my ass if you want. I know you've been wanting to for quite a while. Oh, you're getting really assertive now. That's okay. I don't mind it one bit. You're a really good kisser, you know that. I always imagined you would be, to be honest. You just have something about you that screams good in bed. I'm sure I'm far from being the only girl in the office who wants you, but trust me, none of them would treat you as well as I'm going to treat you. Want some help with those blouse buttons? Here, let me take it off myself. You just focus on getting your belt off. You don't have to go so fast, you know. We can stay here as long as we want. Besides, I think we've earned some overtime, don't you think? Oh, of course. It's probably Miss Brown trying to see if you're actually working. Oh, no. That's okay. You can answer. Here, I'll just get off your lap and let you pick up the phone. I told you it was going to be Miss Brown. Shh. That's okay. Just let me take care of you. Just make sure you don't moan too much. Wouldn't want Miss Brown catching on to what we're doing, would we? You're just as hard as a rock, aren't you? You've been needing my mouth, I can tell. Shh, shh. I told you, just pay attention to the call and let me do what I want. Be careful with that moaning now, baby. You like it when I just lick the tip of it slowly like this, don't you? You have such a beautiful cock. I almost feel bad to be hoarding it all to myself. Almost. Nuh-uh. I told you, no moaning. Not even when I slowly run my tongue up and down your shaft. Or when I take it all the way down my throat. I wonder what Miss Brown would think if she knew what we were doing right now. You're already breathing heavily every time I start sucking this big cock of yours. She might just think you're tired from working so hard. Well, I bet she'd be glad to know I'm making sure you're hard at work. You're quite a trooper, aren't you? I have to hand it to you. You're holding on pretty well. I bet Miss Brown doesn't have a clue. But I'm not sure you'll be able to keep yourself from moaning once I start deep-throating you. Why, I bet she doesn't know just what hit her. You should have heard the way you said that.
Oh God, oh God, I'll have to call you back. I'll have to call you back.
I knew you couldn't handle that much sucking without saying a word. For a second there, I thought you were going to come. But I'm glad you still have some fight left in you. Oh, I didn't expect you to pick me up like that. You just can't help yourself, can you? Well, let's not wait any longer, baby. I need you so fucking bad. I have to tell you, I have never seen someone clearing everything from a desk like that outside of movies. Now, come on, help me get my skirt off. I'm gonna go crazy if I have to wait any longer. Oh, I don't give a shit. Just pull my panties to the side and start fucking me. Come on, I can't wait anymore. Just fuck me as hard as you can. Oh, fuck. Ooh, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Don't hold back, baby. Holy shit. Ugh. Your dick feels even bigger in my pussy than it did in my mouth. Oh, yes, that's it. Pound my fucking wet pussy. Oh, you feel that? You feel how wet I am for you? Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Please, please fuck me harder. Please. Oh, holy fuck. I knew. Oh, fuck. I knew you had to be this good. I could just. I could just see it in your face. That's it, baby. That's it. Come on. Kiss me. You know, what we're doing is really dangerous. Because now, whenever I pass by your desk, you're gonna have to fuck. Resist the urge to push me on your desk and start pounding me like this. And you know I wouldn't stop you. Fuck. That's it, right there, right there, right there, right fucking there. Oh, yes. That's it. Fuck me, fuck my goddamn pussy as hard as you can. Make me even wetter. Oh, yes. Claim my fucking pussy. Oh, God. That's it, right there, right there, right. Holy shit, baby. I can barely feel my fingers. You're making me see white. Oh, fuck me. Oh, don't stop. Please don't fucking stop pounding me. Oh, yes. You know, we might have to make a habit out of this. Because there are so many places in this office where I fantasized. Where I fantasized about you taking me against the coffee machine and the sink and Miss Brown's desk. It would be a waste to let those fantasies go to waste, don't you think? Or fucking me in the storage closet. Especially knowing how amazing you can make me feel. And how wet my pussy gets whenever I see you. That's it. Oh, yes. Yes. You think you're getting close? Okay, well, I want you to come inside me. I want you to fill my fucking pussy up with your cum. I want to feel your cum overflowing from me, running down my legs. I want the scent of our sex to stink to this entire fucking office. I want us to fucking desecrate this place. That's it. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Come for... Oh, God. Oh, God. I can feel your coming. I can feel it. That's it. Let it all out inside of me. Oh, fuck. God, I'm coming too. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You really came like a lot. No, 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 please, please. Please, please don't get out of me yet. I want you to hold me for a second. I'm kind of out of breath. But I'm really happy. I've wanted to do this for so long. And you were even better than I expected. And I think we both deserved it, huh? Oh, after all that teasing we did and all that time we spent looking at each other, there's something kind of cathartic about finally going through with it. And like I said, I really don't want this to be the last time we do this. Oh, God, I'm just so exhausted. I think we can let the work wait for tomorrow, don't you? For now, let's just enjoy the afterglow.